All right, let's wrap up the high school basketball season with Rockridge senior all-stater Nate Henry. And I was counting him with Coach Say, Associated Press, Chicago Sun-Times, and Illinois Basketball Coaches Association all-stater. Before we talk about that, congratulations, you know, on the team recognition, finishing fourth in state and getting to play at the State Farm Center. I know you wanted to win some games down there, but just tell us what the personal experience was like for you to get to play in that environment.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I've never been down to State Farm Center, so the first time I walked in the building, I was in awe. And to be able to play on that court, and I even got a dunk on that court, it was just amazing to me, and I loved the experience.
What about the postseason in general? I mean, I was talking to Coach Say, you know, such a tremendous game with Riverdale, and then the two sectional games with Farmington and Eureka, and then the knockdown, drag-out, super sectional game with Rockford Lutheran. Have you been able to appreciate all that just yet? Because I know it's just, you know, play a game, get ready for next game. Have you kind of been able to digest what's happened this season?
It's really, you know, the last couple of days has came down on you, you know, that what we did was, you know, it's special. Only four teams really do it during the year. And, I mean, I don't think a lot of people expected us to go to state, you know, coming in the regional was just a three seed. So for us to be able to do it is it's awesome. And it was an amazing experience with the guys throughout the entire playoffs.
Well, and that's what I was saying. I saw a great picture, and I shared it on my social media, that Greg Marty took of you at the line at Sterling. And you kind of just see the whole vibe of the field house there at Sterling. I mean, what was that like that day playing in that packed house with so much on the line?
Playing at one of the best high school gyms I've ever played in. And, I mean, it was absolutely packed. There was no empty seats. And the atmosphere in there was crazy. There was moments in that game where you couldn't even hear yourself think or breathe. So that was probably one of the best games I played in terms of having fun and the energy.
All right, so your junior year, you got cheated out of a high school basketball season, and I thought that your junior year, that team was pretty good too, because, you know, Jensen Whiteman was still around playing, and I thought, well, that team was probably a position to maybe make a deep run. You can never say, well, they're going to get to state, but I mean, can you kind of compare and contrast from last year not getting a state tournament series opportunity to this year getting that opportunity?
You know, last year I thought we 100% had the potential to, you know, make a deep run and get to state if we had it. But, you know, coming in this year, I mean, a lot of the guys, they're just glad to get the opportunity to be able to play for it. So, you know, being able to do it, I think it shows that last year's team would have got there too, but I'm glad we got it this year, so.
So I ask you, what were your emotions? I know, okay, so you lose and you're upset with that, but you also took your uniform off for the last time, what was it, Thursday. Were you reflective at all on that, you know, moment that your career was over here at Rockridge?
You know, it was, you know, getting that medal, standing in line to get my medal after that last game, you know, it kind of hit me. And, you know, I was a little upset, but I mean, I'm leaving fourth place in the state, so I was pretty happy with what I've done. And, you know, I think I've done all I can at Rockridge, so I'm happy with my career, and I'm happy for the future now.
All right. So first team, All-State, Associated Press, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, and Chicago Sun-Times, man, a kid from Rockridge. So I'll brag about you a little bit getting that. That means something. That means a lot of people are noticing your play. What does that mean to you to get that type of recognition?
It's amazing. I mean, my dad was telling me not many small town schools get it. You know, the last one he could remember was Ethan Happ. So, I mean, another Rockridge native. So it is amazing to be able to get that recognition. And I appreciate, you know, everyone who noticed me and voted for me. So it is awesome.
So I know you played football for your dad, right? And he was an assistant coach on the basketball staff as well. So how special was that for you? And you won't get that experience anymore.
You know, it was very special. You know, someday we'd have our days where we might, you know, go back at each other. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm thankful for all he's done for me. I mean, he's truly been my coach for the last, I would say, maybe about 10, 11 years. So not to have him anymore on the bench, you know, it would be different, but I appreciate every moment I had.
So tell us about your college decision. Going to play basketball at Augustana. Now, I was told you were kind of up in the air whether you're going to play football or basketball, but decided to play hoops. So just tell us a little bit about your final decision there.
You know, I came down to a wants and needs thing, and I think I need basketball in my life. So I wanted to play basketball, and Augie was the number one place for it. So I'm excited to be going there.
Well, I'll tell you personally that I will miss seeing you play, and I'll miss broadcasting your games. You were quite the player, so I want to congratulate you on a great career at Rock Ridge. It's been an honor.
I appreciate it. I'll miss you broadcasting my games as well.
Nate Henry with us, All-Stater, and the Rockets finish fourth in state. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.